From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's government late Saturday raised the death toll from twin bombings at a peace rally in the capital Ankara to 95, with nearly 200 others wounded. Medical authorities said the death toll could rise in the coming days as several critically wounded survivors cling to life. Analysts suspect either the Islamic State militant group or Turkish nationalists opposed to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party were behind that attack. No group has claimed responsibility. A Taliban suicide car bomber has attacked a convoy of foreign troops in Kabul. An Afghan police officer said that three civilians were wounded, but would not say whether any foreign troops were hurt in today's attack. A spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission has confirmed its convoy was hit without giving further details. A Taliban spokesman said the group claims responsibility for that bombing. On Saturday, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul warned its citizens that militants were planning to conduct a complex attack on or about October the 12th using a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device as well as suicide bombers. They said the U.N. headquarters or other facilities in the city would also be targeted. Authorities in Chad say at least five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border, killing dozens. Police immediately linked the attacks in the town of Bagosola to the Boko Haram Islamist. Police and hospital officials are saying at least 50 others were wounded in the near the town located on the shores of Lake Chad. This is VOA News. Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria in support of Syrian troops who've seized two villages north of Hama since Friday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman linked the rising number of strikes to what he called a significant growth in the number of ground targets detected through aerial and satellite reconnaissance. And here in Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts as part of a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace, where a U.S.-led coalition is also conducting airstrikes. Israel carried out an airstrike earlier today in the Gaza Strip that killed a pregnant Palestinian woman as well as her young daughter. The Israeli military said the strike was done in response to rocket attacks from the Hamas-controlled area. Today's attack followed more stabbing attacks in the Old City of East Jerusalem on Saturday. The wave of attacks there has taken place around the holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. To mark World Mental Health Day, the World Health Organization urged governments to protect the human rights and dignity of people with mental health disorders who suffer from stigma, discrimination, and wide-ranging abuse. Lisa Schlein has our report.
Hundreds of millions of people globally suffer from mental health problems. The World Health Organization reports the mentally ill account for 13% of the global disease burden and for one-third of all health-related disability. Studies in the United States, Britain, and Ethiopia show people with serious mental illness are dying 10 to 20 years earlier than the general population. WHO Mental Health Coordinator Michelle Funk says people with mental health problems often are shunned and neglected.
What we see instead is that people admitted to inpatient facilities throughout all countries in the world are exposed to violence, sexual abuse.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the U.S. and 11 other nations promotes American values and protects American workers. In his weekly address on Saturday, Mr. Obama said the so-called TPP will open new markets to American products. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.